I think the Democrats have threatened to impeach President Trump almost as many times as he said this.
It's the worst witch hunt in political history.
Witch hunt. The new impeachment inquiry doesn't have anything to do with Russia or collusion, the most overused word of the last 100 years, but instead a phone call Trump had with the president of Ukraine. A whistleblower in the federal government claims that President Trump asked the Ukrainian president to investigate a political rival, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden.
The president must be held accountable. No one is above the law.
That phone call doesn't rise to the level of impeachment unless Nancy Pelosi and company can show Trump used his presidential power and taxpayer money to try to get a political advantage on Democratic rival Joe Biden by digging up some dirt. By the way, Trump's not accused of misspending public money, but rather not spending it, because he did withhold millions in Ukrainian military aid. The question is, did he do that for a bargaining chip to convince Ukraine's president to investigate Biden? The transcript of that phone call released this morning, and it doesn't convict the president, but it also doesn't exonerate him, because in it, he does ask the president of Ukraine to investigate Biden. But while Donald Trump may have gone about it in an improper way or even an impeachable way, maybe Biden deserves to be investigated. Ukrainian prosecutors dropped two investigations into a gas company that employed Joe Biden's son, Hunter, as a board member. And Biden even bragged about holding money over the Ukrainians' heads.
I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money.
I don't know if Trump or Biden will ever be held accountable, but I do know it looks like we're in for a long presidential campaign where we will finally have two terrible choices.